realized. No, wait, I changed it. I thought of something. Okay, I was really shy, like, all the way through, through the beginning of high school. Not shy as in, like, oh, I won't talk to other kids, but shy as in, like, oh, I won't speak up in class. And so my big thing was I wanted to conquer that fear, so I decided to be the master of ceremonies for, like, the International Day. So I was up there talking in front of the whole school, and just accomplishing that fear, I think, symbolized, like, finally, like, just breaking free of all of the shyness of just being the little girl that sits behind everybody in class and tries to hide from the teachers, so.
Could you describe the extracurricular activities that you did?
Again, I was on the newspaper staff, which was a class as well as a lot of staying after school, waxing on the pages of the newspaper, writing. We attended a conference every year for that. So while that was a class, it was also extracurricular just because it took so much time. And then one of my friends that was actually on newspaper with me started an international club, and just because she started it, it was an opportunity for me to take on a leadership role in that. And we had an international day. That was always our big thing. So, but I think, like, in ninth grade, you know, I tried to do the typical club thing, but, you know, when there's 300 kids in Anchor Club, it's really hard to meet people that way, so I feel comfortable. You just feel like a number. So I joined some of the smaller things, like the newspaper and international club. So,
How would you compare your involvement in clubs to maybe the norm, the average involvement?
I think a lot of the kids in Roswell's was known as the athletic school when I was going there. I don't know if it still is, but usually the kids were involved in a sport or two and state efforts are for that. Whereas I have no athletic ability, so, you know, I was kind of the kid on the sidelines. So I guess I was different in the fact that I just didn't take up the whole athletic situation.
What were the big sports?
Football was the big sport. Still is the big sport. Basketball, soccer. Yeah, those were the big ones. Lacrosse, I think, a little bit also. I don't think there was a small sport. Like, everything was, like, when you went to Roswell, you were going to get a good athletic development if you got involved in sports. So there was no small sports, but football was the big main one, I think.
What kind of clubs do you remember there being, other than the ones that you already talked about?
Beta Club. I don't know, do you count the fine arts, the marching band, choir? There was Drama Club. I think there was a Key Club. I don't remember what they did, but there was a Key Club. I don't know, it's a little fuzzy. I don't remember.
Were there a lot of, was there a favorite teacher that people wanted to have that you remember?
Yes, Mr. And he was awesome. I had him. He taught history, but the way he taught history was totally different than I've ever heard anybody teach history. He told about events like there were stories, like you were there. And his whole entire classroom was decorated with, like, 70s. Memorabilia, like pictures of Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. Like, he really made you feel like it was interesting. And I mean, you didn't want to not pay attention in Nolte class. Like, you wanted to do well in there. And he made it easy to do well. He's like, if you just do your work, I'll give you a B. If you do better than a B, I'll give you the grade you deserve. Everybody wanted to have him. He was great.
I don't know. Were there any reputations that the administrators had that you can remember?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely good cop and bad cop. I remember one. I think her name was Miss, the female administrator. She was the dress code Nazi. If you wore short shorts, you didn't want to walk by her. She was always catching people for the dress code.